can feel it down in my plums. When I hear a sound, I rap at the door, my young son Gabriel walks in. My wife says, no, Gabriel, leave. I said, no, let the boy watch. Let the boy watch. He needs to learn the way I learned from my father. The way he learned from his father. Let the boy watch. The way he learned from his father.
Welcome back to Let the Boys Watch, an entertainment podcast brought to you by Going Grant Productions. I'm one of your co-hosts. My name is Robbie. And this week's episode is the start of Harry Potter-thon. We double dipped this week and watched the 2001 Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone and the 2002 Harry Potter movie, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. Both Harry Potters are written by Steve Kloves and based off the novels by the same name by J.K. Rowling. Both Harry Potters were directed by Chris Columbus. Harry Potter stars Daniel Radcliffe, Rupert Grint, Emma Watson, Richard Harris, Maggie Smith, Tom Felton, Robbie Coltrane, and Alan Rickman. Alongside me is the cousin Benny. How we doing?
Greetings and salutations. Greetings and salutations.
And alongside the cuz and myself, good friend calls Ryan. Ryan, how we feeling?
Pretty good. I'm very excited to talk to you about these films. How are you?
Super duper.
Did you say magic? You feeling magical?
Oh please, I'm on another planet. That's not magical. I'm on a fantasy land. It's almost like candy land.
Love it. So yeah, like, you know, like Robbie said, this is Let the Boys Watch. Typically we watch films that one or all of us haven't seen. And this week, like Robbie said, we are I don't know if subjecting is the correct word, but we decided to watch the first two Harry Potters because Robbie has never seen them. So we're going to kind of go through those. If you're a regular listener, we're not going to do our typical, you know, segments and things like that. We're going to kind of just like let things fly and just talk about the film, see what Robbie thinks, see what maybe any predictions, things like that. But before we get into all that, please, just a quick reminder to subscribe to everywhere, Instagram, podcast providers. Send us an email, ltbwpodcast@gmail.com. And please, Benny, tell them where else they should do things.
Yeah, follow us on YouTube. Subscribe. You'll see the email address below and the Instagram handle on the screen below. We'd love to have you there. Yeah, you can see our beautiful faces. You can leave us a comment. Tell us what you think about Harry Potter. Give us your hot takes. What do you think about our takes on the first two Harry Potter movies here? Follow us on YouTube.
Yeah. So real quick, Benny, just give us a breakdown of your Harry Potter history. Have you watched it since they came out? What's your deal with Potter?
I think I got into them after the sixth book came out. I didn't watch any of the movies. I read all the books and then watched the movies. So yeah, I mean, I'm a fan, big fan. I'll leave kind of my thoughts on how I feel about the movies until we get into it. But yeah, you know, big fan. So excited to get this going. Excited to hear what Robbie has to say.
Yeah. Kind of same. I got into it late and I feel like the biggest dork because the first movie I ever saw was Half-Blood Prince. And I read the books when I was like 30 something. So huge dork. But I like them. I realize, you know, in some cases they are what they are. They're kids' books, they're kids' movies. But I enjoy them. Went to Universal Studios. I like Harry Potter. I'm not like a maniac, but I definitely enjoy a lot about it. So I'm very curious to hear what Robbie thinks. But Robbie, I think I kind of know the answer, but do you have any previous history with Harry Potter at all?
No, the only previous history I would have is with my sister, Michelle. She is a huge Harry Potter fan. She has all the books, read all the books, saw all the movies. Her and her husband went to, Universal Studios? Is that, or Disney? What? And
Universal.
Was down there. Yeah, was in Harry Potterville, I guess. Harry Potter Land. No, she loves it. She her daughters my niece's birthday party this past year was a Harry Potter theme, so that was cool. But personally for me, that's the only ties I have to it is my sister Michelle, who's a huge, huge Harry Potter fan. Other than that, no, nothing for me.
Any, do you know any spoilers? I know you said that B might have spoiled something to you, but was that for just that movie that you were watching with her, or was that like something down the line?
I think it was for that one. She hasn't seen it. She that was the only one that she saw. I don't
Oh,
know if she
okay.
was. If she...
Are you guys freezing? Is it me?
Just Robbie right now, because
Okay.
I couldn't take it no more.
Uh, We miss
we
everything you
missed
just said.
all of that. You froze.
Sick. What?
Sick. Someone
Sick.
cast
Sick.
a
Sick.
spell on you, I think.
All of a sudden, I was on a hot streak of good internet connection. All of a sudden, it's going bad. Where'd you lose me?
Spoilers for just this movie or for future things.
Oh yeah, so she spoiled it for just the first one. So
Okay.
that's the only one she saw. I don't think she saw the second one yet. So once she started spoiling like 30 minutes in, I just picked up and took my book bag and got the hell out of there. So that was it for me. I don't want to get spoiled by her because
Put it in sport mode and got the hell out of there.
she was just divulging all the secrets, and I said, I'm out of here. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Keep that in the chamber of secrets.
Yeah, try to do something nice with her, watch the movie with
Ding,
her. Yeah.
ding. Loose
She
lips.
didn't care. Yeah, she didn't care.
That what leading up to this show, I was thinking, I was like, I have to be very careful what I say because I don't want to spoil things for Robbie for future things. Like, even if, I'd love to get your take on maybe one or two of the characters in both of these films. But like, I was thinking, I was like, I don't know how I can react in some cases because I don't want to spoil things.
I think this is going to be the easiest one,
Yes.
because like there's a very clear delineation between like all the stuff that happens in the first two, and then like everything cool happens going forward. So if it's cool,
Yeah.
like all right, just don't talk about it now. Yeah, no, I feel the same way. Like I think this is the one I'm most anxious for, because I want to know like, certain characters. I obviously want to have a Dumbledore discussion because, spoiler alert, Robbie, we get a new one in the next movie. So I kind of want to know what you think about him. I want to hear Ryan's thoughts on, if he has a preference, because I 100% have a preference. So there's a lot of things. I'm glad we got these two over with, because there's some cool things to get into now. And then, like I said, it's only going to get better from here with the movies.
Yeah. And the whole time I'm thinking, because Robbie, you and I have talked extensively about how people tell you, like, oh, watch this TV show. It's so good, but you got to get through season one. And it's like, what, why the fuck do I have to do that? And like, I feel like we're doing the same thing with these movies as we do, people do with those shows where it's like, we'll just get through one and two and then cool stuff happens. But I don't know. So, Robbie, I guess, like, overall, did you enjoy watching these two movies? Did you not? Like, what were your kind of just overall thoughts about both of these?
Well, I did enjoy them. I mean, it wasn't anything crazy. I think I've never really been a big fantasy guy. Besides like Game of Thrones and stuff like that, it's a little different for me, but I never was that kind of person growing up, reading books like that. So it never really intrigued me to watch this movie or anything like that. So I was probably never going to watch any of these movies at all if it wasn't for this. I think maybe what ruined it for me personally was the back to back watching it. I didn't watch them back to back, but I watched them one day here, one day there. I think
It's a lot.
two. Yeah, I think two did ruin it. It not ruin it where I hated it, but it was like, man, this is pretty long for me.
It's a
This
lot.
is very long. Yeah, it was like it was tough getting through the second one. There was some parts where I thought it was a little slow, and it that was a tough part. I did enjoy the first one more, obviously. Second one was a little much. I did enjoy the actors and the theme of this, these movies. I guess I did really enjoy. I thought it was a cool little story, a little backstory, and everything like that. Almost like Batman-esque, spoiler alert, with his parents. So, yeah, I mean, it's got some people I know in there. Alan Rickman, shout out, rest in peace. So it was nice to see him. But no, it's something that I did enjoy them. I'm, trusting you guys, and your Harry Potter ish to get to the good stuff. I mean, I didn't hate this at all. It's just that two was a little bit tough for me. I think 5 hours of this back to back was a little rough for me, but
Wow.
it wasn't bad, and I didn't hate it. Obviously it's 2001, 2002. The CGI is a little mushod, but what can you do? I do enjoy the story, and I do enjoy there is great performances, and I hate kids. I hate kids that act. So it definitely is nice to see a lot of these, especially like these newcomers that came onto the scene, how good they are in these two movies. So no, I didn't hate it. Just maybe a little too much right off the bat for me.
I knew we were going to get a favorable review when you said you were watching the second one. And I knew it wasn't going to be terrible because if you would have been like, either we're shutting it down or I need another week to watch the second one. So I was like, all right, I think we're in a good spot. But no, I feel the same way about you. I think when I rank the movies, these are the last two on my list, but I have one above two. And it's not, and you know, like you watch them now, it's not like they're not bad movies. The second one is long. I think what they do really well throughout the whole series is they're very faithful to the books, for me at least. I know some people don't, you know, they have their qualms. They didn't put this in it. They're long movies. They get a lot of the stuff in. And the stuff that they leave out is okay. Like, yeah, if you're an avid book reader, like, you know, you'd like to see that. But this second one is. Yeah, you didn't have to be that faithful because like it's good. The first one is so much world building that like you're involved. You're like, okay, how do they set this up? What is this? I'm not sure about that. And then in the second movie, you get so much of the minutia before like the kicks in, and it's, you know, the end of the movie. It's like a long sequence. Like it's once they get to Aragog, the huge spider. Like it's pretty much go 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 after that point, and that's still like 45 minutes to an hour. But it's just a long trek getting to that. And I don't necessarily know if they needed that much. As a book reader and a nerd, like, okay, I love seeing it represented, but at this point I've seen it so many times that I'm like, all right, let's get this moving along. And even I felt that way watching it this time.
Yeah, two is my least favorite movie of all of them. So I agree with you on that. And one's the origin story. Like that's I've said it a million times. I love a good, you know, come up. I love a good origin story. And it's, you know, very nostalgic. It's the definitely the most kid friendly one. Like I would have no problem showing my kids one. Two is like a little maybe a little dark with the spiders and, you know, the basilisk and stuff like that. Like it might scare them a little. But then moving forward after that, like I'd probably wait till they're at least 8-ish or somewhere in that range. But no, I agree with you. Like one and two are towards the bottom of my list. But two is definitely my least favorite. In some cases, I would say there's parts of two that I don't like. So I've watched two by far the least of all the movies. So it was, you know, there was definitely stuff I was like, oh yeah, that was in this one. I forgot about that. But you know, there's definitely sequences that I enjoy, and it's like you said, world building. So it's enjoyable, but one is definitely better than two for me.
I'm surprised you gave props, Robbie, to the child actors so early on, because I feel like the first one was rough, and I think I watched like the little extras after the movie. They had a bonus scene too. They said like there's a ton of jump cuts in the first one because they were so unreliable to like not just start laughing or not just like start smiling that he had to like cut between them so much because they were all brand new actors. But yeah, no, I they're not bad in any way, but there are just some line deliveries that are like, all right, I mean, I guess what can you really expect? But it's crazy that they entrusted this franchise with three kids that had never acted before. Like this was clearly going to be a moneymaker. Like if they would have messed this up early
Right.
on, like it's pretty crazy. It's wild that, these kids ended up, and they all ended up being good as it went on, but I think there will be points over the next couple of movies where we call out some of the, for sure, Harry's acting.
Well, that we'll get to it. And I would say, just based on that, like, one, it's not as apparent. I feel like, two, there's definitely a number of scenes that I'm like, yeesh. Of
Yeah, because you're actually
course.
because you're actually starting to get like emotion and like different things. Like the first one's kind of like, oh, this is fun.
So, all right. Maybe you guys want to do like a quick couple scores, and then we'll talk a little bit about, scenes and characters or whatever, wherever it takes us.
Sure.
Let's do it.
All right. Does
You want to
anyone
just
want
give the
to?
score for both? Total or
Could do.
can give a score for both, right?
okay, it's
Yeah.
like one each.
Yeah.
I'll go first, just get out of the way. I'll go first movie 7.3, second movie 7. Solid start to the season, to the series. And yeah, I mean, still rewatchable. Don't necessarily love watching these two, but it's a great start to the series.
Yeah. Kind of similar. I'd say one is like 7.5, because a lot of times it's one of the films I'll rewatch a lot, like Christmas time and stuff like that. So 7.5 for one, and I go probably like 6.8 for two. Still enjoyable, but of the I'm trying to think of all of them in totality, not sort of like versus other films, but versus each other, sort of.
Yeah, I'll go 7.1 for the first one and 6.4 for the second one. I did not thoroughly enjoy the second one. That's I mean, again, my opinion is skewed because I went Monday, Tuesday, I think, watching it back to back, and that was 5 hours of my night when I could have been watching New
You froze.
just because I my whatchamacallit can get I can get a little antsy.
I hear you. I think the end of two is very solid, and it's introducing you to a lot of things that are going to become super important going forward. So that's it stinks that it drags so much in the beginning of the movie because there is a lot of good stuff towards the end of two. It's just like you said, it's a lot, and especially when you're watching them back to back like that, it can get a little annoying.
Yeah. Considering again that Robbie's the only one who hasn't seen this, I know we kind of did a little bit of an overview, but is there anything like specific that you wanted to call out for either one of these films, positive or negative, doesn't matter, but just like specific thoughts or feelings about these two films?
I'm trying to think. I didn't really know.
Well, if you
I
don't
guess
have
I don't
anything,
really
go ahead.
sorry, I don't really know. I'm on the fence with Sir Snaps. I don't know Professor Snap. I don't know what I'm doing or leaning with. I can't get a good judge of character on him to see if he's good or bad or going to screw somebody over.
It's funny because when I was to kind of like prime the pump a little, I was going to say that was my question. What's your thoughts on Professor Snape? So you're still.
Snape, I'm sorry.
No, that snaps is even better. So
Okay.
you're still reserving judgment for Professor Snaps.
Yeah, well, one point, I think he's good, and he really, he's just one of those hard asses I get. But again, I know Alan Rickman. I've seen Alan Rickman. I watch Alan Rickman. I know he can be a double crosser, so I don't know.
This is one of the things that I wanted to talk about with Snape, and it's nothing to do with necessarily this, but I think what kind of spurred this is the announcement of the series. And I'm glad that so in the movie they've aged all like the professors up. Like these are supposed to, what are they supposed to be like 30s, Ryan?
Something like that, like because it, like you think about Harry's parents are younger when they have
Yeah.
Harry, so like yeah, they age up kind of everybody, all that generation.
Yeah. So I'm super excited, not excited, but happy that the series is going to bring them back to what their regular ages are because I think it's an opportunity because Snape is just so iconic that it's going to be so hard to like recast him that I think, like, moving his age down and getting a different kind of, I don't know, age demographic for him is going to do well to avoid, like, the comparisons, because you just really can't compare to Alan Rickman.
They kind of had to do like a completely different casting for him just because of that. Like, no, if they tried to replicate Rickman, they probably would have failed unless they got Adam Driver. But because they went in a different direction, I think that's their best bet. Whether it pays off, we'll see, I guess, but yeah.
It doesn't, it never made sense that they aged them all up.
I think it was just based on like the actors that they thought would do
Yeah,
well.
who they
And I
wanted.
mean, in Snape's case, it worked out. In Snap's case.
Snaps. Snaps.
So in, I'll take this opportunity to talk about our other character that I wanted to. We'll start here. Robbie, first thoughts on Dumbledore.
I don't know. There was something about the guy who played Dumbledore that I didn't really enjoy. I felt like he was a bit stale in his performance, or maybe that's what the Dumbledore character is. I don't know. I don't know. I didn't get, this might sound corny, but like a warm and fuzzy feeling about him. I don't know. It was weird. I was kind of indifferent about his character after once the second movie ended. I really wasn't. I could give or take, and really didn't care that much. I know he's pretty important, but I could give or take about his story. I don't know. I didn't really enjoy the guy who played him.
That's interesting that you say that, because the next question I want to ask is Ryan. We talked that he gets replaced. I think he passed away, right?
Yes.
In
Yeah,
between,
he
so
passed away.
he gets recast. Who is your favorite, or who do you think portrays Dumbledore better?
Should we answer this?
I think so. I think that's okay.
I mean, I like Michael Gambon better, way better.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I think that
I
there's
think
some,
Rob, oh, sorry, go ahead.
I think that there's some things that Richard Harris does well, and some things that Michael Gambon does not do that's faithful to the character, but he does way more that I think is in line with who Dumbledore actually is than Richard Harris. I think Richard Harris is too reserved and too almost like old, and like, I get that he's wizened, but Dumbledore's got that dog in him. And you get that going forward.
No, I was gonna say, I think Robbie's description is, I would say, extremely apt in my opinion, but I'll be curious to hear what he thinks when he sees, the difference between the two. Because there's a lot of people that prefer Richard Harris to Gambon, so we'll see.
Couldn't be more wrong, in my opinion,
I
personally.
agree, I agree, but we'll see.
We'll leave
We'll
it at
see.
that.
I think they all point to there's like one scene that everyone rips on him for, and I'm like, give me a break, you
Who
fucking
cares?
nerds.
Yeah.
It's the same thing as like all the book. Like, yeah, of course, there's stuff that's missing from the books. There's really like, of all the movies, there's like one thing from the books that I'm like, they should have included that, and they didn't. But like, for the most part, they're pretty good, especially in comparison to a lot of other book adaptations, films or shows. A lot of films and shows cut out a ton of shit, so, but whatever.
Yeah.
So Robbie, quick opinion on the trio, on Harry, Hermione, and Ron. Thoughts on them? You like them? Dislike any of them?
I really, honestly, like, I really didn't think I was gonna like Ron, but I think Ron might be, one of my favorites. Really surprised me. I was like, God, this guy, I heard of him. I don't see him in anything else
Redhead.
anymore. Yeah, redhead, he stinks. Reminds me of my niece Junie. So it's like, but no, I think like he's one of my favorites, especially Hermione, right? Is that it?
Hermione,
Hermione. Oh God, I'm messing up names here and there. But
okay.
yeah, I don't know. I think maybe Harry might be my least favorite at the moment. Ron definitely surprised me. Going into it, I was like, I get this guy out of my face. Get this used Q-tip out of my face. I don't want to see him on a screen. But I like him. He's I think is when I'm talking about good actors, I think he's a lot better than Daniel Radcliffe at the moment for me, acting wise. I do think Emma Watson is very good in this movie. I think what's his name is a good little child villain at the moment. I forgot his name.
Tom
I don't
Felton.
know.
Tom Felton.
Tom
Draco
Felton.
Malfoy.
Yeah. So yeah, I get what you guys are saying about the child actors. I do think Daniel Radcliffe's a little, much at the moment with his acting, but I was surprised by Ron how much the affinity I have from after two sittings and watching the movie.
He's a good comic relief at some points.
No, he's very good. I was genuinely surprised I was gonna like him. I judged him before watching the movie, so that's on me.
Love that. Love
That's
hearing
fair.
that.
That's fair. What, Robbie, what's your opinion on the Dursleys, on Harry's aunt, uncle, and cousin?
Oh, please. I can't stand. I hate their guts. Awful people. Awful people. I those are my if I thought we would do it like in the beginning when I first watched it with Beatrice. I was like, all right, I got my least favorite character 20 minutes in a movie. That's it, it's locked up, it's locked in. So awful, awful people the way they treat poor Harry in one and two. It's disgusting and terrible. And I was glad that they got him his cousin or whatever in the little snake pit over there at the zoo. That was nice to get him locked in wherever he was with the whatever animals. So yeah, screw them. They're awful people, and I don't know what's gonna happen with them, but hopefully bad things.
Stay tuned. Stay
Yeah,
tuned. We'll see.
I have one more character to ask you about, and that's Neville Longbottom. Any thoughts?
I don't know. Which one was that? I'm sorry. There's so many damn characters thrown at me.
The other, that's okay. So the like sort of friend of theirs that's in Gryffindor, he's got the frog or the toad. He gets petrified by the group bef as he's leaving. You know what I'm talking about? A little chubby, that kid.
I think you were talking about the Jay Leno Chin guy. I don't know who that was.
If you don't, oh, you talking about
He's
Gilderoy
like the f
Lockhart, the teacher?
no, the one that had the that Harry directed that little snake at. I thought he was gonna attack that one
Oh,
kid.
that guy in the second one.
Yeah. I forgot he had that long
No,
Jay Leno chin.
Neville's like the doofy one. He's like always getting hung up by his robes and like just kind of like the ne'er-do-well,
Yeah.
forgetful one.
It not knowing
I
who he
definitely
is also an opinion, and that's fine.
I see his face now. I don't have an opinion on him. I don't know. I don't like his face, but other than that, I do like the I don't know the guy with the books, the guy that was at the son in the bookstore. I do like him. I forgot
Gilderoy Lockhart.
yeah,
Yeah.
he's good.
He's good, like kind of comic relief because he's so full of himself, but
So over
also
the top.
sucks.
I mean, talk about somebody that like when as a kid hated, but now like now appreciating the character and like the acting. He was the guy. He was Niels Bohr in Oppenheimer.
Oh,
That's right.
yeah.
Yeah, he was very good. And then Jason Isaacs as well. I don't know how true it is, or if this he's like one of those guys that like he's the he's always got the idea that put the movie over the top. But he was talking about how like the first time he was on set and they were doing dress rehearsals, he was like, I think my character needs like a really long blonde wig. And he's like, he went over and they were like telling him, nah, that's not what the character is. Like, no, I need to have it. And then he like took a curtain and put it over him. He's like, I think my character would have a really long cape. And like he walked over to Chris Columbus and he was like, what do you think? He's like, who are you? What are you doing here? And he's like, oh, it's me. I think this is what my character needs. And he like, he's told that story before. I wonder how true it actually is, because it just seems so outrageous that he like completely changed his character the day of dress rehearsals. But I just thought that was funny. But he's good. He's really good too.
I like him too. He's good.
Did you notice our boy from Game of Thrones in the film.
Walder Frey, right?
Yeah.
Ooh.
The
It's always
late
good to see
Walder
him. He,
Frey.
you can't he, you can't watch him. You can't miss that face and that voice.
Never. Best.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm sorry, one last character question. Thoughts on Hagrid?
I'm a big fan, huge
Big
fan.
fan. Big fan.
Big, you know, he can't keep a secret, but other than that, I'm a big fan of his.
Should not have told you that.
Yeah. But I love the guy who played him, and I did see who's gonna play him in the series, so that's a good choice as well. But what the hell do I know? I only seen two of these movies.
No, I agree. Nick Frost would be, hopefully will be a good one, but I like Nick Frost, so we'll see.
Yeah,
It's
no, I
crazy,
like that. I
man.
like Taggart.
It's crazy. A lot of people like watching these movies back now are gone. A lot, it's
Yeah.
crazy how many, like, I think, you know, I pointed out like the first scene of the movie, like all three of the actors are gone. Richard Harris, Maggie Smith, and
All right.
Hagrid. Like the way the movie opens up, they're all gone. Alan Rickman's all, you know, gone.
Wow.
It's pretty wild.
That's a quite a trio, but I gotta go. Maggie Smith, number one there. I love her.
She's the best.
Yeah. But either way. All right. Ben,
I
you
have an
got,
off the wall, yeah, I have an
yeah,
off the
go
wall
ahead.
question. Robbie, when you were here a couple of weeks ago on the Ocho, we watched ground Quidditch. How did you
Yes.
think, what did you think of actual Quidditch as opposed to what, you know, what we watched, like actual people playing
It doesn't do any justice to ground Quidditch. Ground Quidditch was
it?
horrendous. Yeah, I really wish that they were showing actual Quidditch because then I would have been into it. I didn't know. I was like, this is what they were playing in Harry Potter, just like this. But no, it's nice to see them actually flying and going crazy. That's a lot more fun than what we watch on the Ocho.
I've read all the books, seen all the movies multiple times. I still think Quidditch rules are so stupid and don't make sense. Like, why even do anything else when you could just catch the Snitch?
Yeah, I mean, you really have to build up a pretty insurmountable lead
Yeah, you'd have
for
to.
that to not matter.
Yeah, stupid. Whatever.
But that's also like, I mean, spoiler alert, but not really. Like the points for the House Cup. Like in the beginning, it's like 5 points, 10 points. Oh, you're taking away 30 points. Here's 50. And like second one, it's like 150 points. Like it just like it never makes sense.
Yeah.
Like of you know, the point system. So maybe. You know how George Martin says he can't estimate like distances and heights and stuff like that. Maybe the bad woman can't estimate like point systems. Maybe that's her flaw, besides the personal flaws.
Besides being hateful.
Yeah.
That's what I thought of, kind of sort of asking both of you, because that's part of it, Quidditch, but also, and again, it, like, I feel like the people who like really nitpick, and it's like these are kids' books and kids' movies. It's like not everything like makes exact sense, but the Quidditch kind of annoys me, but also the just magic in general kind of annoys me in these movies because it's in some cases very convenient. Oh, let's just unlock this door. Let's just do this. Like, we have magic to do these things. But there's so many times when it's like, why are you running? Or like, why are you doing these things? Just cast a spell. Or
Yeah.
when people are like confused about something going on, it's like, someone just did magic. Like, what do you mean you don't see? Like, who moved this thing? Magic. The whole fucking world is magic. What is going on here?
I mean, there's a lot of points like that. I mean, you could
Yeah.
explain some of them away, like, oh, there's a counter charm. Like, you can't, but there's a lot of things, like you said, like, why run?
Yeah.
What's the point of running towards the end of this movie when you could, the end of the story when you can pretty much do whatever you want? Like, why would you ever run? You don't need to.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, and again, it's a kids' movie. It's the story is what's important,
Yeah.
but sometimes the mechanics of magic or, you know, certain things, I'm always kind of just like, man, that was, it's like the end of this Chamber of Secrets. Of course, Phoenix Tears. Okay. Like, it just so happens. You know what I found out? Speaking of Fawkes, the Phoenix, did you know that The Phoenix Feather in Harry's wand and in Voldemort's wand were from Fawkes.
I
I
knew that.
totally forgot about that, or didn't never knew it.
I could have told you
Nope.
that.
Yeah, I Robbie,
Even
I'm
Robbie
sorry, I
knows
should have
that.
asked you.
All right, I actually do have one last question.
Yes.
Have you, Robbie, you've seen Ralph Fiennes as Voldemort, right?
Not
Oh,
We might have to
frozen.
ask you again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's give Robbie a second here. Da, 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 da.
Should we talk spoilers while he's frozen?
Yeah, oh my God. And then that happened. Do you remember that? That was crazy. When Dumbledore does that backflip and just kicks that dude in the head, nuts.
Sick.
So sick.
He super
All
kicks Harry through the barbershop window.
right. All right. So no, we missed everything. The second you started talking, it froze. So let's start again.
So,
Have you seen Ralph Fiennes as Voldemort?
only like picture wise, I haven't seen like actual like movies,
Like
image,
clips
like
or anything.
actual like clips or anything like that. Yeah.
Okay. So what are your early thoughts on the character of Voldemort?
Great
Like after
question.
these two movies?
I don't. I was gonna ask you guys like what's going on with him. Maybe I saw too much back to back that I'm struggling to find out what his backstory is. He was he. So he was that guy, Tom
Tom Riddle.
Riddle.
Yeah, so you'll learn something about why that happened or why it could happen. Like it hasn't been explained yet. You might know in the next movie, but definitely by the fourth, like kind of what that magic is that allowed that to happen. So essentially, whatever happened with Harry, he didn't die, but he was like completely weakened to the point where he's essentially just like kind of like a soul at this point because of things he did to kind of protect himself from dying. So he right now he is attempting to kind of make a comeback. So that's kind of where we're at. I don't know, like I said, if because if you hadn't seen Ralph Fiennes at like as the character, I was gonna say, is it jarring to like think like this completely evil, like everybody's afraid to say his name is Tom Riddle? Like he just doesn't look like that scary. So if you've seen him, you know, I guess it makes a little bit more sense. But yeah, at this point, he's I don't want to say alive because I guess alive. He's around, but he's not necessarily in human form at this point for one reason or another.
Nice. Yeah, I was kind of not. I was kind of stuck on that. I didn't know like what the hell was going on with him, like deep backstory. But I'm sure I'll get some of that soon.
Yeah.
So he kind of like he possess like the soul of him kind of possesses Quirrell in the first movie, and then the second one is kind of a fragment of him. Like he's inside of that. Like he's the memory in that diary. And I won't go. Too, I won't try to. It sounds weird, and I don't want to explain any more than that because it'll start giving stuff away. But Ryan, do you remember when we find out like how that happens? Is it the third or is it the fourth?
I forget when things happen because I read all the books like basically back to back, like one summer. So I don't remember when things happen and the movies blend too. But yeah, it's coming up soon. And I was thinking about that exact same thing. 'Cause like as a kid, you watch these and you're just kind of like, oh, this is the bad guy. But then when you actually think about it, you're like, wait a second, what the fuck is going on here? It doesn't make sense until later on in the series. Oh, okay. I get it. Like I get why in two and sort of in one. So like yeah, it's appropriate to be confused at this point. So don't feel
Yeah.
like you missed something. I always kind of thought that that was like not poor storytelling, but just kind of like I don't know. Like they glaze over it a little bit too much for me, but it's a series, so I get it. You're not gonna get all your answers right away.
Right, good then.
Yeah, no, you didn't miss anything. It's just hasn't been fully explained yet. That's all.
And what's sorry, real quick, I probably wouldn't do that, but I was 7 hours into movies. The houses, Is there something different with that? Like, are those houses like different? It represents something different. I probably know, but I probably forgot.
Yeah, sort of. Typically, now, Benny, are you sorted into a house?
I don't know. It's so easy to be like, oh, I'm Gryffindor because I'm like really cool, or like I'm a badass, so I'm Slytherin. I probably would end up being like friggin' Hufflepuff or something, or maybe
Don't say it like
Ravenclaw.
that. I am Hufflepuff.
I mean, to be proud to be from Hufflepuff is just, I mean,
Yeah.
please. That's why you're in Hufflepuff. No, I don't know. I haven't done like a sort or anything. Maybe I'll do one after
Maybe
this
we
one.
should, as part of the show at some point, maybe we'll all do the thing, the quiz, and get sorted. But basically, and I did this like an early version of a sorting quiz, whatever, 20 years ago or something. But anyway, so yeah, typically,
Maybe I'm just afraid that I will get sorted the Hufflepuff, and that's why I don't want to
it's not the wrong Hufflepuff, okay? They're very good
it.
people in Hufflepuff, very good people in all houses, on all
Of
sides.
course, of course.
Typically, I would say, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Ben, but like Gryffindor, like the leaders, the adventurous types, some might say the cool kids. Ravenclaws are typically like the nerds, the bookworms. Hufflepuff, I guess, would be like the just everyman, just like, lunch pail people. Put your helmet on in the bar in Cleveland type of person. And Slytherin is like the not evil, but like the snakes, the
By any
sneaky
means
kids,
necessary.
the greedy kids, the rich assholes, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
Like you don't necessarily have to be an evil person, but like you're kind of like if someone's back is turned, like you're definitely gonna like swipe something or like do something to benefit you. You're not gonna play by the rules all the time, I guess I would kind of summarize them as.
Yeah, probably a lot of smoking goes on in the bathrooms in Slytherin House.
Please, I wish.
Robbie, just based on that extremely descriptive description, do you think there's a specific house that you would get sorted into?
I probably have to go to Slytherin because I always wanted to be that kind of person. So I'd probably be like, stealing, lying, cheating, stealing kind of
Yeah,
guy, cigarette smoking in
stuffing
the
dorks
bathroom.
in lockers, stuff like that.
Yeah, stuffing a few Hufflepuffs in the toilet, scared him swirlies.
Shoving them in Moaning Myrtle's ass.
Once he heard
Please
they were
get rid
smoking
of
cigs in the bathroom, he was sold.
her.
Yeah,
Oh
that's all
yeah.
he had to say. That's all he had to
Yeah.
tell me.
Yeah. Who's smoking marbs in the bathroom? I'm in.
That's it. That's the house I'm in.
Yeah. So I guess I don't know. Benny, what do you think? Anything else? Like, I mean, we could talk about the movies, but I don't know if that's
Yeah, I don't think we need to. I mean,
necessary.
there's just so much.
Yeah.
Well, Robbie, do you have any more like things that you want
Questions?
clarified
Yeah,
or?
clarifications.
No, I guess the Voldemort thing and the houses. That was really it. Hopefully we don't see what's his name anymore. That creepy little fucking troll guy in number two. I
Oh,
don't know his
Dobby.
name. Yeah, Dobby. But I'm sure we'll
Yo,
see Dobby again.
I will say in Chamber of Secrets, I hate Dobby. Hate him. Hate his guts.
He's a pain in the ass.
Stinks.
Stinks.
Definitely one of my least favorite characters. Along with Harry's, terrible
Stupid family.
family.
Yeah.
No, that's it. I think what's his name is gonna come in handy sometime during the end of this movie. Tom Felton. I don't know.
Okay. Draco.
Darko
Him
Milicic.
and Snaps.
Again, I don't know about Snaps. I don't know what Snaps doing. He's playing both sides of the fence. I don't know. It's something about him that I don't trust. Other than that, Dumbledore, get your game going. You're supposed to be this big bad man. You're not showing me anything. So hopefully by three, we get some badass because he was making me snooze every time I came on the scene.
Any, you want to jump out here and make any predictions going forward? I mean, I know you don't even see what the end could possibly be, or like have an idea of like where the story is going, but any wild predictions or theories you want to throw out 2 movies in?
Voldemort is Harry's dad.
Okay.
And of course, I'm sure that Harry's gonna kill him. That's a prediction.
You could shut the whole thing down now. You got them both. You nailed
You
them both.
got nailed
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
them. Right, I'm excited.
I think Ron and Hermione are gonna fall in love. I don't think it's gonna be Harry. I thought it was gonna be Harry, but I don't think it's gonna be Ron.
Interesting.
There.
And I think Lori Lightfoot, Gordon Lightfoot, whatever his name is, we'll get him out of there. I'm trying to think what else. I don't know. I hope Uncle Vern and Aunt Petunia get theirs because I'm done with them. Harry's terrible family. I would do something stupid and say Harry's parents aren't dead, but that's dumb. That'd be a dumb story. And I think I'd hate the book. I hate the movie if that was true.
It's a magical world.
That is true. But I'm going
Magical.
with two things. I mean, easy peasy. Harry kills Voldemort, and Voldemort is Harry's dad.
I'm writing those down.
Write it down.
So we've got some heavy hitters in these movies, like acting wise. We got a lot more coming up the next few movies. I'm very excited for you to kind of see the cast of characters that comes through the franchise because it. There's a lot of cool stuff coming, especially like actors wise, and I think we've kind of mentioned this before, and it just kind of gets darker and darker from here. That's what I love about this whole series. I think by the time we get to the end, you're going to look back on these movies and be like, wow, it's kind of a tone, like a real big tone shift going through this whole thing. So that's why, like, I know Ryan, you were talking about maybe let's just start at three, but I think to fully appreciate, like, you kind of do, like, to go through the way that the story kind of unfolds. Like, yeah, it sucks, especially to go back to back with the first two movies, but it's definitely worth it, I think, by the time the series ends.
I agree. I mean, even just the next film is, I would say, almost like a complete shift in tone.
Yeah, we start getting some different directors too.
Yep.
Next one is was Alfonso
Alfonso Cuarón.
Cuarón. So yeah, I'm excited to hear your thoughts on the next one. Brian, before we go, do you have what is your favorite which
Favorite
movie?
film?
Yeah.
I don't know. A lot. I don't want to say too much because I don't want to like have Robbie think like, oh, I got to be excited for this one or my expectations are high. We talk all the time on Going Gray about people pumping air in our tires, and then you go and eat this sandwich and it sucks because everyone's saying it's so great. I will say it's probably six. Six, I think. Yeah.
I will say they're all very close for me. They're in there,
Yeah.
each one I could kind of on a good day, you could convince me. For me, it's five. It was my favorite book. I think I don't know if that's kind of a not a controversial pick, but I think it's a lot of people I don't think would go there. And I know I think Aya said the last two, right? Your favorite? She's got her
Yeah.
headphones in, but I'm pretty sure hers are the last two. So a lot of heavy hitters coming. People say three. I don't know how people feel about four. I love four. I think it's great.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to go on this journey with Robbie and kind of see what he thinks.
Yeah. Same. Very
Yeah,
excited. Are
I'm
we?
excited.
Sorry, go ahead.
Real quick, this get weird. Not weird, but like, these kids start off very young and then all of a sudden they're kind of like teenagers by the end.
So funny you say that. I did not remember them aging up so much between the first two movies. Like it's only filmed a year back to back, but I thought there was like a more of a trend. Like they look a lot older in the second one, even though it's only a year. No, I think that they look kind of age appropriate. They filmed them like super quick. I think that was a big concern for them was to make sure that they didn't like age out completely. But I mean, throw a 10 in front of every movie. That's how old they are. So first one they're 11, second one they're 12, 13, 14. So by this time this ends, they're 17-year-olds.
Nice. All
Yeah.
right.
I mean, listen, they're teenagers. There's a couple of scenes there. They're ripping cigs, getting drunk, sucking, fucking,
Oh, please.
bucking, mucking.
Stand up 69.
Stand up 69's all over the place.
All right, I'm all in. Tens all around. So it's not gonna be like Stranger Things where like they're 55 years old the last season.
No.
They're supposed to be teenagers, yeah. No, it's pretty appropriate. So yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll talk off air if we're gonna do three like next week or if we should space it out, but look forward to our next episode whenever it is when we do the next film and we'll get through all of them. So I'm excited. Hope you're excited too. Follow us, you know, do all those things. Robbie, tell him good night.
Good night, Professor Snaps.
Robbie, it's Wingardium Leviosa, not Lingardium
That
Leviosa. Thank you.
scene is so good because he's so mean to her and she's so upset and it's like upsetting to me, but then they're friends later. It's very nice.